This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel with more now on the Gonzalez appearance. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who is a Republican member of the Judiciary Committee, joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome back to the program.
Senator Thank you. Sessions. Good afternoon.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Arlen Specter, said at the start of today's hearing, the purpose of this Senate oversight hearing is to determine this committee's judgment as to whether Attorney General Gonzalez should continue in that capacity. What's your answer to that question? Should he or should he not?
In effect, I suppose that's about what the committee was about. The Attorney General himself said at one point, it's not about Alberto Gonzalez, it's about the Department of Justice and what's right for it. He also indicated that he considered it his responsibility to constantly evaluate himself as to how effective he could be as Attorney General. So I think the hearing was a very sad day, frankly. It was not something I enjoyed at all. I think the Attorney General will have to meet with the president and seriously evaluate whether or not he can be effective.
You're saying everything but I think he should leave the Department of Justice. I mean, you're walking right up to the edge and not saying it, Senator.
Well, you know, I would just say it this way. I will continue to think about that. I think the Attorney General should be given some time to think about it also. He did appear to be quite aggressive and strong in denial of any political influence in any matters that dealt with the department. He stressed repeatedly his commitment to fairness and justice, but he had problems explaining how this happened. And at some point, you know, the Attorney General has a tough job. One of the toughest parts of that job is appearing before that Senate Judiciary Committee, which is probably the toughest committee in the Congress.
Do you agree with that?
So he really had a tough time, and he did some good things, and some were troubling.
Do you agree with Senator Whitehouse, whom we heard from a moment ago, that the Attorney General is doing damage to the Department of Justice by continuing there right now?
I think this event has certainly done damage to the Department of Justice, a department in which I served for 15 years, and there's nothing I've ever done I'm more proud of than serving in the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice I know and I participated in, and the way I taught my staff was that we did the right thing. We did truth and justice, and politics didn't enter into it. That's an important ideal. I think there has been some damage done to the department from allegations against the Attorney General that don't seem to be have fact behind them, that could create an impression that there's far more serious wrongdoing than any evidence suggests at this point. And then people say, well, you need to be removed, Mr. Attorney General, because you've created this uproar that in large part they themselves created. But I was troubled.
But you're not saying that it's all smoke and no fire here.
I didn't say that at all. I'm telling you that there were charges made against the Attorney General and politicalization of cases that I didn't see any facts about. So I think that is all part of it. Now, I asked him, did he remember a meeting he was involved in, apparently with several other staff people, and he just flatly said he couldn't remember the meeting as of last November in which they made the final decision, apparently, to terminate these people. That worried me. Mm-hmm. And we went to his explanation for how we got in this mess. He was contradicted by his chief of staff previously, who said he was in the meeting.
So those things
and so
left
that was
you
a very serious. That was a troubling thing to me.
Well, Senator Sessions, I want to thank you once again for talking
thank you.
With
it's good to be with
always
you.
Always good to talk. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, and a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.